Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your closing bell for November 14th, 2024. Mortgage rates really didn't do anything again today until the latter part of the day when the Federal Reserve chairman came out and said, or he didn't say something. And here's what the headlines are telling us right now. Dow drops 200 points as post-election rally sputters. Fed Chair Powell signals caution on rate cuts. So did he just come out and say there might not be any rate cuts? Because the CME FedWatch tool basically is now telling us, what did it plummet to right now? It's almost a 50-50 chance. This was about 90% 2-3 days ago. So what happened? Well, Federal Chairman Powell spoke in front of a committee today. Let's hear his words directly from him so you don't have to interpret it or anything else. So let's hear what he has to say about the economy, what they're going to do with rates and so forth. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you how the rest of the market's reacting throughout the day. So let's get over to Chairman Powell to see what he had to say today.
I have a feel. There he is. Let's go to the Fed Chair.
World Affairs Council, to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and to the Dallas Regional Chamber for the kind invitation to be with you today. I have just a few brief comments on the economy and monetary policy before we move to our conversation. So looking back, the U.S. economy has weathered a global pandemic and its aftermath and is now back to a good place. The economy has made significant progress toward our dual mandate goals of maximum employment and stable prices. The labor market remains in solid condition. Inflation has eased substantially from its peak, and we believe it is on a sustainable path to our 2% goal. We are committed to maintaining our economy's strength by returning inflation to our goal while supporting maximum employment. The recent performance of our economy has been remarkably good, by far the best of any major economy in the world. Economic output grew by more than 3% last year and is expanding at a stout 2.5% rate so far this year. Growth in consumer spending has remained strong, supported by increases in disposable income and solid household balance sheets. Business investment in equipment and intangibles has accelerated over the past year. In contrast, activity in the housing sector has been weak. Improving supply conditions have supported this strong performance of the economy. The labor force has expanded rapidly, and productivity has grown faster over the past 5 years than its pace in the two decades before the pandemic, increasing the productive capacity of the economy and allowing rapid economic growth without overheating. The labor market remains in solid condition, having cooled off from the significantly overheated conditions of a couple of years ago, and is now, by many metrics, back to more normal levels that are consistent with our employment mandate. The number of job openings is now just slightly above the number of unemployed Americans seeking work. The rate at which workers quit their jobs is below the pre-pandemic pace after touching historic highs 2 years ago. Wages are still increasing, but at a more sustainable pace, and hiring has slowed from earlier in the year. The most recent jobs report for October reflected significant effects from hurricanes and labor strikes, making it difficult to get a clear signal. Finally, at 4.1%, the unemployment rate is notably higher than a year ago, but has flattened out in recent months and remains historically low. Turning to inflation, the labor market has cooled to the point where it is no longer a source of significant inflationary pressures. This cooling and the substantial improvement in broader supply conditions have brought inflation down significantly over the past 2 years from its mid-2022 peak above 7%. Progress on inflation has been broad-based. Estimates based on the Consumer Price Index and other data released this week indicate that total PCE prices rose 2.3% over the 12 months ending in October, and that, excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core PCE prices rose 2.8%. Core measures of goods and services inflation, excluding housing, fell rapidly over the past 2 years and have returned to rates closer to those consistent with our goals. We expect that these rates will continue to fluctuate in their recent ranges, and we're watching carefully to be sure that they do, however, just as we are closely tracking the gradual decline in housing services inflation, which has yet to fully normalize. Inflation is running much closer to our 2% goal, but it's not there yet, and we are committed to finishing the job. With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bumpy path. Given progress toward our inflation goal and the cooling of labor market conditions, last week my Federal Open Market Committee colleagues and I took another step in reducing the degree of policy restraint by lowering our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point. We're confident that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the economy and the labor market can be maintained with inflation moving sustainably down to 2%. We see the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals as being roughly in balance, and we are attentive to the risks to both sides. We know that reducing policy restraint too quickly could hinder progress on inflation. At the same time, reducing policy restraint too slowly could unduly weaken economic activity and employment. We're moving policy over time to a more normal setting, but the path for getting there is not preset. In considering additional adjustments to the target range for the federal funds rate, we will carefully assess incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. The economy is not sending any signals that we need to be in a hurry to lower rates. The strength we're currently seeing in the economy gives us the ability to approach our decisions carefully.
So that was basically it. That last piece of the equation when he said we're not in a hurry, I think that was that caused the markets to say, the data that we're seeing is not that bad to really have the Federal Reserve to cut back the rates. I'm still at the point where they pushed it up so high to cure the inflation. Now inflation's gone. You don't need it. Maybe you don't need to cut. But why keep it higher for longer? Because the biggest culprit behind a lot of this, and the entities getting hurt the most, believe it or not, is you and me, because of our taxes in the government. Our national debt is so high that most of our money's our taxpaying money is going to the national debt. So if they reduce rates, that might even help the national debt. So it's not only helping me and you with our day-to-day stuff and buying homes and buying cars, it'll actually help the economy kind of bring down the overall cost of the economy. That's one big piece of the puzzle that a lot of people just don't understand there. So what he was going over is just basically the health of the economy, and you can find that right through here. Economy at a glance, it gives us the federal funds rate, the PCE, the inflation numbers he was talking about, the unemployment rate, and the GDP up through there. So going over to the equity markets, it's a red across the board. So it's not a good day. Remember, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It was like the perfect day. Now it's red across the board, and you see the VIX going up as well. So uncertainty coming in there. Crypto markets are getting hammered right now. Bitcoin's down to 88,000, down $2,200 there. And oil is also ratcheting up a little bit, but it's still down below $69 a barrel, so that's going to help on the inflation front. Here's the piece of the puzzle that was shocking to me. As he was talking, as I was watching him kind of live do that, I noticed that the CME FedWatch tool completely flipped over. So this morning, what we focus here on the channel a lot of it is the federal funds or the FedWatch tool that we monitor. And this has basically given us the projections of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meetings throughout the next year. And basically, the December meeting, there was about a 90% chance, or at least an 80% chance, that they were going to cut in December, and that we knew that rate from here, because the federal funds rate is 4.5 to 4.75. So to get to here, they'd have to cut. Look at that. It is now almost a 50-50 shot. Now they're saying it's going to be probably pushed out till next year. So the data coming in right now is favorable for the Fed not to cut. And that might be a dilemma for us. So rate cuts might not be, they might be pushed out to 2025. So check back every day, watch my videos, because I explain how this mess is going on every day and how it's affecting the markets. So that's it for today, folks. Right through here, here's where you have mortgage rates. They basically just stagnated today. And during that speech, you probably saw the mortgage-backed security bond. This is what we follow on our channel. We don't follow the 10-year treasury because we follow the actual bond that controls mortgage rates, which is right here. So this was monitoring about a negative 11. And actually, while we were watching that video, it trickled down to a negative 7. So basically, we're back almost to neutral for the day, because a negative 7 is really not going to do anything for rates. So now to who I am. I'm just an average, like Jaspreet says, I'm just an average guy out here on YouTube talking about mortgages. But if you'd like to get involved in a mortgage, or not involved in a mortgage, if you need a mortgage, maybe to buy that first house and first investment property, refinance finance to pull out money to buy that first investment property or whatever needs you have, please visit me at therateupdate.com. Here's my website. You can find out all things about me. Just Google me, Dan Frio, if you'd like. But if you're out there trying to buy that first house, please make sure you find this grant finder up here and you check out to see if you're entitled to any free money out there. But there's calculators in here. There's loan estimates in here. The loan estimate tab, basically, if you're locked in and you're not closing for 30 days, shoot us over your loan estimate. Let me see if we can maybe cut that rate down quite a bit for you, maybe even save you some money on closing costs. So you can use that tab to do that. But if you want to get the ball rolling, you can hit the Apply Now tab. Now, what this does is something a little bit different. It's going to launch you out to basically answer a few questions, and then you're going to get an email from us to say, do you want to schedule a consultation or you just want to put in that application? So it's kind of a unique system because a lot of people, they're reluctant to put in that application before even talking to anybody. I'd be in the same boat. I'd be like, can I talk to somebody about my story, what I'm looking to do, and can you accompany, can you help me out? And if you can, at that point, I'll start the application. So check the application link right up through there. You can choose either to get that application started or schedule a consultation with me. So that is that. If you want to find our 800 number where you can call in and just ask questions via that way, that's might how be I do it, but that's bad English. I got bad English today, but that might be the way I would do it. But our 800 number is right through here. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me by email at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, folks. And I'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Take care. Bye-bye.